WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide through the crazy roller coaster of life. You know, the one who's always up for a good laugh and a deep dive into what makes us tick? Today we're diving into something super powerful, the art of letting go and moving on. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? That weight can drag you down, make it hard to enjoy the present moment. Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or pretending things didn't happen. It's about acknowledging those experiences, learning from them, and choosing to move forward with grace and strength. Now, before we get into the juicy stuff, let's make sure we're on the same page. When I say, letting go, I'm not talking about avoiding difficult feelings or sweeping things under the rug. Nope, this is about accepting what happened, processing those emotions, even the painful ones, and finally releasing their grip on you. Think of it like this. Imagine a tangled ball of yarn. You could keep pulling at it, trying to untangle every knot, but that's just gonna create more frustration, right? Letting go is about acknowledging the messiness, taking a deep breath, and carefully unraveling it bit by bit. It takes time, patience, and sometimes, a little help from our friends, our therapists. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of letting go. 1. Embrace mindfulness. This means being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. When you're mindful, you can observe those pesky negative thoughts swirling around instead of getting swept away by them. It's like watching a movie. You can enjoy the story without becoming completely consumed by it. 2. Practice gratitude. It sounds cliche, but seriously, gratitude is a game changer. When you focus on what you're grateful for, you shift your perspective and start appreciating the good in your life. This helps lessen the hold that negativity has on you. Think about it. What are 3 things, big or small, that you're genuinely grateful for right now? Maybe it's a sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, or even just the ability to breathe. 3. Forgive yourself and others. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means releasing the anger and resentment that's keeping you stuck in the past. 4. Set boundaries. You deserve to protect your energy and well-being. Saying, no, sometimes is not selfish, it's self-care. Setting clear boundaries with people and situations that drain you allows you to focus on what truly matters. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or anyone who makes you feel supported and understood. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and help you gain new perspectives. You know those times when you're feeling overwhelmed by a situation, maybe a stressful work project, a relationship that's hitting a rough patch, or even just the constant chaos of everyday life? Let's say you have a big presentation coming up at work, and you're already stressing out about it. You keep replaying potential scenarios in your head, things going wrong, people judging you, feeling like you're not good enough. Sound familiar? That cycle of worry can be exhausting. But here's where letting go comes in. Instead of getting sucked into that vortex of negativity, take a moment to acknowledge those feelings. Say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling anxious about this presentation, and that's totally understandable. Then, focus on what you can control. Prepare thoroughly, practice your delivery, visualize yourself succeeding, and remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. See? Letting go isn't about denying those feelings. It's about shifting your perspective and taking action in a way that empowers you instead of paralyzing you. So, remember, letting go is a skill, one that takes time, practice, and patience. But the rewards are immense. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, freer, and more capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Ready to make some space for peace and clarity? I challenge you to identify one thing in your life right now that's weighing you down. Take a moment to acknowledge it, process those emotions, and then gently let go. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Until next time, keep on calm, keep on going, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.